Well, Bernie Smith is with us this morning from Precious Life. Bernie, what are you calling on the Chief Constable to do, given what we're hearing here? Someone has to deliver this robot into Northern Ireland. Someone will then put the pills into the hand of this robot in Northern Ireland. What do you believe the Chief Constable should be doing in this situation?
Absolutely, and I have stated that very clearly, and I've received a official response from the Chief Constable's office that they have recognised they've taken our concerns on board, and it's very clear this is a publicity stunt. The law is very clear here in Northern Ireland, and I think these people involved, these irresponsible people who have no concern for our laws or for our women or the unborn child, the police will have to intervene there. And to say that this could force a change in the law is totally ridiculous. If you don't mind, I'm speaking here. To say that this could force a change in the law is totally ridiculous. You can see this for what it is. It's an irresponsible move. Women in Northern Ireland are safe. At this stage in time, if a woman takes this dangerous abortion pill and there's no backup care for that woman, which there won't be, as far as these people are concerned, it's just using vulnerable women. But to be quite frank about it, I don't actually see this actually happening. It's a publicity stunt. There will be the police about Belfast this morning to ensure that the law here is not broken. Just as if we had law or drug pushers anywhere in Northern Ireland, the PSNI have a duty and public in the interest of public safety. Also, the Chief Medical, Michael McBride here, the Chief Medical Officer, has a duty to ensure if people like this here are issue or contributors subscribe or using dangerous pills in Northern Ireland, that women must be alerted to this danger. What Alison said there is very incorrect when she talks about, I think it's very important to clarify this, and there's a big difference between an abortion and a miscarriage, and that's a real insult to women here in Northern Ireland who have miscarried babies, to say that a miscarriage is the same as abortion.
Well, Alison isn't with us anymore to respond
to that.
Yeah,
I think it's important to address
that. Eleanor, do you want to respond to what Bernie has said?
About this statement?
This is the kind of basically misinformation that we've heard from the No side throughout the referendum in the South as well. I think it's really clear that the so-called pro-life lobby is really panicking right now.
We're very confident.
Hold on, Bernie.
Well, they should. Because the truth is that the situation right now is untenable. The pills have just been described as dangerous. They're on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. They are not dangerous. They are actually far safer, in fact, than childbirth and pregnancy. If you want a child, you know, you'll take the health risks associated with that. But to describe these pills as dangerous is just not true.
It is very true, because the actual maker of the pill, Danko themselves, have made it very clear
true.
That these are very dangerous. They have been banned in China, and there is not enough
true.
Studies to show the adverse effects. It's known that 22 women from throughout the world have died as a result of this, and many women with adverse reactions. This is not something that a so-called pro-choice organisation would want to force on women. Dangerous pills that will endanger their health and destroy the lives of their unborn children. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Nonsense.
The reality is, if you say that you're in favour of protecting women's lives and you trust women, you actually don't, because women need to be informed of the consequences of abortion, the effects that it will have on them, and the destruction. These are DIY abortions. Women will see their little unborn child being flushed down the toilet. They will deliver that baby after the second pill is used to induce that labour. And that is actually horrific for any woman to have
okay.
to suffer and go through an abortion on her own.
Let me let Gretty Horgan respond to that from Alliance for Choice. Morning, Gretty.
Good morning. Okay, so first of all, the abortion pills are 5 times safer than Viagra, and that's like statistically from statistics across the world. Now, Viagra is available over the counter in the UK, so clearly the abortion pill is much safer than pills that men are popping regularly. But the other thing is that activists from Alliance for Choice here in Derry in 2016, three of them, Colette Devlin, Kitty O'Kane and Diana King, handed themselves into the police here in Derry. They brought with them evidence that they had procured pills for women who needed them, pregnant women who needed them, and brought that evidence with them. They were questioned under caution. A file was sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions, and they weren't charged. So it's already been established that people here in Northern Ireland will not be charged for procuring abortion pills for those pregnant people who need them.
Well, why weren't they? Well, we shouldn't go into the specifics of those individuals, should we? But we heard what the Chief Constable.
So they don't mind you going in. They don't mind you going into.
Yeah, I know they don't.
They actually did this specifically to test the law, and the law was tested because they brought evidence with them that they had done, you know, what is alleged to be a crime, and there was no prosecution.
What's your reaction to that, Bernie?
Well, going back to what we were talking about here, the dangers of this pill in itself, and just to clarify that Danco, the drugs manufacturer, has reported at least 400.
Hold on. We're not going to start to name drug manufacturers and what does or doesn't happen without me having specific details in front of me. So I'm sorry, Bernie, but I don't have those details in front of me. Peter, morning, Peter. Sorry, Gretty, go ahead, and then we'll go to Peter.
Just in terms of the safety. 4 out of 5 abortions in Scotland are carried out using these pills. The idea that the NHS, you know, would use pills that are dangerous is just crazy.
Peter, next.
It's just not the case.
03030 80 55 55. Morning, Peter.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
I'm just phoning up. We all hear this. It's a women's choice. It's a woman's right. Fair point. I believe in abortion, but it's needed for a fetal abnormality, rape or incest. But there is a men's issue as well. If a woman can have an abortion because she feels she's not financially ready for an unexpected, unwanted pregnancy, where is a man's opt-out in that same scenario if he feels he's not financially ready for an unwanted, unplanned pregnancy? Because he's going to be hit by the CSA for the next 18 years, regardless of his financial situation. So in that case, abortion shouldn't be used when a woman feels she's not financially ready to have that child, because we have to pay for 18 years whether we're ready or not.
Aunt Mary in Derry. Morning, Mary.
Yeah, my question to Eleanor is, where is the choice for the unborn child who is alive and kicking inside her mummy's womb or his mummy's womb? Where is their choice? A baby at 12 weeks, a fully formed baby. Can you please explain this to me?
At 12 weeks, the fetus is just over 2 inches in size. It needs to be pointed out as well that there is this situation where it's just expected that, you know, you can't force women to allow their wombs to be used.
Excuse me, stop. I'm asking you, where
that is the reality
choice
of the situation?
No, listen,
what
about the child?
Relies
what
on
choice
the
has our baby
survive?
Can you please answer me, Eleanor?
The person who has
the child,
a choice is
the
person
child,
whose
it's a baby.
Body it is
baby.
Who is
confession.
Being used.
Eleanor,
hold on, what a time. Hold on. Right, Eleanor first, then Mary can respond.
You do not have the right to. I mean, it's your personal prerogative to believe that the fetus has the right to life, but you do not have the right to use someone else's body in order to preserve.
Okay,
the fetus.
Mary.
Right, the moment you conceive, you are pregnant. It is not an illness. It's not a sickness. It's mother's way of nature of keeping the wheel churning. What you're doing is popping pills into people and taking away a life.
Okay.
That is murder.
Okay, Mary, thank you. Eleanor, thank you very much indeed. Bernie and Gretty, just before you go this morning, I'd like you both to listen to a segment that came from the Top Table show last night, BBC One, when I asked Father Brian Darcy if he would refuse to marry someone because they advocated or promoted abortion.
No, I would not, because I don't think the sacraments should be used for that reason.
Why not?
Because I think what Pope Francis tells us to do is that we must always have compassion, know the understanding of why people do things and advocate things, and nobody does it for no reason. I don't think anybody does it for an evil reason. They do it for a good reason. And my point is as a church that I belong to, and as I hope other churches, Christian churches, would too, we have a view, and I demand respect for that view. And I demand respect that we do all in our power to promote life.
But this isn't about respecting a view. This is about ambiguity as to whether your church is actually going to marry people.
It's not to do with my church. It's one priest doing it.
No, it's not, because the Diocese of Armagh have said that they have nothing further to add. So that's now a whole diocese.
The diocese is an archdiocese.
We've gone to Eamon Martin.
No,
he hasn't replied.
All I'm saying is that as far as I'm concerned, as a priest, I have to have compassion on everybody. I have to understand why they made decisions. I will not use this argument as a weapon.
So I'm just interested, Grady, in your reaction to that. We have we now have this split in the Catholic Church where some priests are saying they will refuse to marry, you know, Father Damien Quigley being the high profile one on this program, mm-hmm. where he didn't use the word refuse, but he is certainly putting a spanner in the works as to whether, well, let's put it like this, after he contacted the couple and said he's now questioning the appropriateness of marrying them and whether they could get married in a church at all, they're looking for another priest. It is a split in the church because you've got Father Brian Darcy saying, yes, he will marry Catholics who advocate or promote abortion.
Well, it's always been the case that there's been differences within the Catholic Church, within all churches, actually, on the approach to abortion. Remember, abortion is as old as humankind. Women have always tried to control their fertility. And it's always been the case that there have been Catholic priests who have been willing to, for example, bless babies when there's an early delivery because of a fetal abnormality. And it's always been the case that there's been priests who've taken a sympathetic approach in confession on that to women. Okay. And who confess having abortions. It's just part of life.
Okay, Grady, thank you very much indeed.